It is as if we have awakened from a deep sleep, my terminal uniqueness, into a new life, my spiritual uniqueness, more fully realized and expressed. There's nothing bigger than life. And my job in recovery is to express my spiritual uniqueness. And so working the 12 steps is critical. My spiritual condition is critical for me. It's foundational for me to start having a more stable emotional condition so that intellectually I could start looking at what are my goals? What is it that I want to do in life? I know one of my, you know, and my vision is still unfolding. My vision is, you know, when I first got into the program and was touched so deeply, I was suicidal. I'd given up on life. And to have an altered consciousness that it doesn't occur for me anymore. And not that it doesn't occur for me, but when I have a suicidal ideation, I nip that in the bud immediately with a prayer formation. And I digress a little bit. So my vision in this fellowship is that it be a worldwide fellowship that is deeply centered in steps, traditions, and concepts, a powerful recovery for the, you know, recovery in New York is the same as recovery from under-earning in UK, is the same as recovery in Ukraine, as it is in China, in Australia, in Italy, in South America. I do believe that part of my vision is that if more under-earners start recovering from their under-earning and under-being, this world would be a better place. No doubt about it. And so that is part of my vision, that this become a powerful, strong, worldwide fellowship. I'm deeply committed. You know, I've done intergroup web service, World Service Conference, and now today I'm one of the elected trustees from the 2021 World Service Conference. I want to see this fellowship healed and whole. That's part of my vision. Some of my vision is still unfolding, and I want to leave with just a couple of questions that would maybe help trigger your vision, personal visions. And I do want to emphasize, first and foremost, spiritual recovery, because that fuels our emotional and intellectual capacity. But here are a few questions that I would pose. First of all, if failure were not an option, what would you attempt? If at the end of your life, what would be your greatest accomplishment? What brings you passion? So, if I could change anything with a magic wand, what would it be? So, perhaps those questions might trigger some of your personal vision. I think each and every one of us has a very unique spiritual essence, a power. There's a tremendous power in each and every one of us, and it's my job and our job to express it lovingly. So I consistently and powerfully. There's a prayer formation I'll share, one last one. God, thank you for letting me know it is safe to leave the cave. to express my fullest potential powerfully, lovingly, and consistently. Great job, Seth, affirming the bigness of life. I am proud of me. And that is more God's success than mine. And God, I praise you for this. I love and appreciate each and every one of you.
Best.
Thank you for letting me be of service.